Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack opened the day-long workshop by expressing his concern over the shrinking number of processors, feedlots, and producers.
In 1980, there were 666,000 hog farms. Today, it's roughly one-tenth of that at 67,000. A similar situation exists in the cattle industry. In 1980, there were over 1.6 million farms. Today, there are roughly 950,000 cattle farms. In 2009, a hog producer received 24.5% of the retail value of a hog, and it was over double that percentage in 1980 at near 50%. A cattle producer gets 42.5% of the retail value of a steer in 2009, which compares to 62% in 1980.
Only about 5% of hogs and 50% of cattle are sold on the cash market these days, as more and more producers opt for contracts to sell their livestock to certain buyers that can result in price premiums for high-quality animals and, according to Vilsack,
also the potential for unfair practices and limited transparency, which increases risk for producers.
The USDA chief said that the status quo in the livestock sector is not acceptable to the Obama administration.
Producers are worried. They're worried whether there is a future for them and for their children in agriculture.
Vilsack indicated that's why USDA, over the strong objections of meat packers, the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, the National Pork Producers Council, and their allies on Capitol Hill, drafted controversial new regulations that would give farmers more leverage in the marketplace.
I know that there's a lot of concern on the part of some, and there's a lot of misunderstanding on the part of some as to the reach or the extent of these rules, and I think what the additional comment period will provide and the additional opportunities we will have to educate people about what the final rules are, hopefully will clarify and calm folks down.
For AgriPulse, I'm Stuart Doan reporting.